from KQED.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says more than a quarter of a million vets returning from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have been treated for post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. But younger vets aren't the only ones dealing with it. As part of our series Life After War, the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains how some California vets from conflicts going back as far as World War II also struggle with symptoms of PTSD.
When World War II ended, the psychological impact of war wasn't well understood. This 1946 U.S. Army documentary described what was then called peacetime neuroses.
These are the casualties of the spirit, the troubled in mind, men who are damaged emotionally.
The film showed men talking with psychiatrists. Some were getting hypnosis therapy for their symptoms. But it ends happily, the men seemingly cured and eager for life after war. Of course, the real story is far more complicated.
That picture is me in my uniform after I returned from Japan in September of 1946.
86-year-old veteran Donald Foster is sitting in his home in Grass Valley, describing one of his photos from World War II. His military service began in the Philippines when he was barely 18. After atomic bombs had been dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Foster worked in a Japanese orphanage. At first, he says, helping children devastated by the war made him feel patriotic.
But when you see these little tykes dropping dead from a plastic anemia and the burns on adults wandering around days before they died of radiation sickness, rather than make me more patriotic, I just threw up.
After Foster returned home, he married, had several children, and began an impressive career. His work with the United Nations and the World Bank took him to dozens of nations. He retired just 5 years ago. All that globetrotting helped mask his struggles with depression and anger, issues he never linked back to his military service until 2 years ago, after a massive earthquake in Japan triggered a tsunami.
And all of that tsunami just swept over it, took buildings and all that. It triggers, and you see yourself there momentarily.
The tsunami and its scenes of devastation brought back memories. He had an urgent, almost desperate need to find out what happened to the kids he saw on television. That incident led him to Grass Valley psychologist Paige Brown, who works with veterans. She says PTSD symptoms are very often triggered by scenes of war, violence, or devastation.
They realize that they need some help.
2 years ago, Don Foster was diagnosed with PTSD. He didn't expect to learn that his symptoms were related to his military experience, and Dr. Brown says that's not an unusual reaction of older vets.
It's more common than not that they're surprised that there's a relationship because they think they're fine, they think the rest of the world is stupid. And usually it's the wives that get them going, saying there is something wrong here.
Brown's office is decorated with war memorabilia, all gifts from her patients. She says PTSD symptoms in older vets can also be triggered by life changes, like the loss of a spouse or retirement.
There's no distractions. There's nothing to keep yourself from thinking about it.
Another one of her patients is Dan Renfro, who served with the Marines in Vietnam between 1965 and 67. Unlike Don Foster, he did see combat, lots of it.
I was shot down or went down in three different disabled helicopters. The last one was the worst. It took us a couple days to get out.
His transition to civilian life was a long slide into misery. Divorce, drinking, inability to hold a job.
Since I got out of the Marine Corps, I've had over 45 different jobs.
He says he'd often get bored or fired, not uncommon symptoms for people with PTSD. Renfro eventually remarried, quit drinking, and managed to bring a semblance of order to his life. But in 1993, a tragedy sent him into a downward spiral. His 19-year-old stepson was murdered, shot in the head after leaving a party near Sacramento.
The anger is still there. It's just right here, all the time.
A few years ago, Renfro was diagnosed with PTSD and began getting help to deal with it.
PTSD sounds a whole lot better than idiot or a-hole.
It's not just you.
Yeah.
Renfro is hardly alone. At the VA in San Francisco, social worker Keith Armstrong heads up the PTSD program. His clients are mostly Vietnam-era vets now, but he has a few from World War II. Armstrong says no matter how old the veteran is, a PTSD diagnosis can help bring new insights into mental health problems.
The pieces get put together in your mind about how to understand all of these sort of erratic behaviors, which, you know, that you find yourself irritable and you may be sleeping badly, or that you get startled at loud noises, whether they be dump trucks or whatever, that I think for a number of people, there's relief.
Back in Grass Valley, Fran Foster, Don's wife of 64 years, agrees that a PTSD diagnosis is definitely better late than never.
I and other family members would get really exasperated because you think, well, just control yourself, you know. What are you mad about? When you understand it probably wasn't at all easy, that would explain it.
Today, the VA is much more focused on PTSD, but the agency is overwhelmed with all the returning vets affected by it. Still, there's hope that treating their symptoms before decades have passed will help mitigate the kind of suffering in silence that many veterans of earlier wars endured. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
We have much more about veterans' issues as part of our series, Life After War. To hear both radio stories again and to watch a half-hour television special produced in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting and KQED, please visit our website, www.californiareport.org.